We live in a world that glorifies hard work. Is hard work all that's needed to make our dreams come true, or is there something else? This is a question we often ask ourselves during times of stagnation. When we can't see any evidence of progress, despite making great efforts. When we begin doubting ourselves or getting cynical. Maybe it was all a lie. Maybe hard work isn't enough. Maybe you have to get lucky too. Maybe the universe has to pick you and say, that person's gonna make it. And if it doesn't happen, well then there's nothing you can do about it, right? Once upon a time, in your younger, idealistic years, the world was your oyster. You understood you had a great future. When life brought you the ordinary, you would close your eyes and jump off into the extraordinary, picturing a life you were sure you could construct without anybody's help. Lately, things have changed. You've been forced to reevaluate and reconstruct those dreams through the microscope of reality. You swing back and forth between skepticism and idealism. Sometimes knowing you can do everything you set your mind to, and sometimes forcing yourself to come to terms with the fact that there are certain things you can't control that could keep you from getting there. There's always a lingering fear in the back of your mind. The fear that one day you're gonna look back and be forced to admit that the loftiest dreams of your youth were unrealistic, too grandiose, or simply naive. Maybe we all have delusions of grandeur. Isn't that a scary thought? That we're not the only ones who know we're gonna make it? Everyone knows they will achieve great things. Everyone waits for the day when they will clutch every company, product, idea, and creative work in their hands and see it attract the success they know it deserves. Everyone knows it will happen for them. Some get lucky and are validated because they end up living their dreams. Some don't and must spend their lives accepting smaller victories. They're forced to convince themselves that the modest successes they have, the purple ribbons they got, were what they wanted all along. They achieved a lot, but not what they had in mind. Not everything they envisioned, but that's okay, right? Sure, except the fear of belonging to the latter group is always lingering in the back of your mind. And sometimes all you want is for somebody with authority to tell you which group you belong to. If your success is not up to you, then you'd like to know, so you can learn how to deal with it already. If it is, then you would also like to know, so you never have to doubt your idealism again. If there's a third option, then you would really like to know about it. Maybe one where the secret to success is a recipe that can be taught and shared amongst a special group of exclusive individuals. The million-dollar question is hard work all that's needed to see your dreams come true? Or could you fail, even if you do everything in your power to achieve them? Listen, most life questions have two seemingly conflicting but simultaneously true answers. This one is no different. Yes, you have full control of your destiny, and hard work, determination, and commitment to an objective are certain to pay off, no matter what the circumstances throw at you. But there is a catch. Not all hard work is created equal. Not all determination is created equal. Not all commitment is created equal. And if you've ever met somebody with a negative tilt who complains life never delivered all they deserved despite their quote-unquote hard work, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's people who work hard and never see anything materialize. What's the difference? It isn't hard work. The difference is initiative. There's four types of hard work. Number one, the hard work you make for yourself. The hard work you start without anybody's input, motivation, or influence. When you figure out what needs to be done, get started and do it. And you do it well just because you want to do it. Not for recognition, not for progress, not for anything other than seeing a problem and wanting to fix it. Number two, the hard work you're assigned by others. People who know what needs to be done. You could do it brilliantly, you could do it successfully, but it never happens unless directed by another's influence. Number three, the hard work you do when somebody walks you through every possible step and helps you respond to every unpredictable outcome and holds your hand the entire way. In other words, the hard work you do without thinking, when you outsource your brain to somebody you trust or who has power over you. Number four, the hard work you do only when situations outside of your control force you to do it. When you have no other choice but to work hard in order to stay alive. When it's all you can do to avoid some greater catastrophe. guess what? Only one of those types of hard work can help you manifest your dreams. Only one of those types of hard work leads to full freedom of time, resources, and self-realization. Only one is effective at the messy process of molding an idea out of the abstract and into the specific. Only one leads to your best possible life. Guess which one? You can work your ass off only when others tell you, but your dreams will never be yours. You can work your ass off only when you have somebody guiding you through every possible step, but your dreams will never be yours. You can work your ass off only when you have no other choice but to work your ass off, but your dreams will never be yours. It's only when your initiative guides that hard work, when you see what needs to get done, what the world is missing, what nobody else has ever thought of, and everybody needs. And you put in the hard work without ever being asked, or patted on the back, or rewarded in any possible way, or guided in any step that you can make, that you achieve real success. This is the only kind of hard work that life rewards with freedom, adventure, personal fulfillment. Work, in and of itself, is never enough. Initiative is the true mother of all success. And initiative is hard. Nobody was born with it. Nobody ever acquired it by reading a book or listening to a podcast or even deciding to have it. Nobody ever took a pill or flicked a switch in their minds or found any shortcut to become a person of initiative. Initiative is a habit, and habits are notoriously difficult to build. Habits take time and repeated effort. Habits are only built by people who are comfortable with the failure and the criticism that comes with the risk of taking action. Habits take confidence in your ability to stand back even after failing for the 700th time. Have you ever tried to launch a new exercise routine or diet or quit smoking and failed? Do you know why you failed? You failed because you thought you could build a new habit just by deciding to do it and expecting perfect results on the first or second or even third try. Does that mean that you lack an ability to build a new habit? Absolutely not. It just means that you didn't get back up after failing. Something that was 100% predictable and expected. It means that you're human like the rest of us. It means that you need about 800 more tries before it sticks like the rest of us. And if only you remembered that and understood it, the feeling of shame that comes with failing your second or third try would go away. It would never bug you again. You would know that it's part of the process. You would know that failing means you're getting closer to success. Your goal this month, and really your goal for the rest of your life, is to build the habit of initiative, to construct a brain of initiative, a heart of initiative, a soul of initiative. And I'm not just talking about your dreams in life. I'm talking about every single moment of the day. Whatever job you have, whatever's going on in your personal life, whatever happens around you when you're walking down the street, become a person of initiative. Do the work nobody asks you to do, and do it well. Find new projects, deliver the results without anybody asking. Do it in your relationships, in your community, and with strangers on the street. You're gonna find what needs to get done, and you will do it. You will not do it for rewards, at least not immediate rewards. You're gonna do it to stretch that muscle in your brain so it becomes second nature. You see the problems and you fix them without being asked. You bring value wherever you go, and you love to work, to solve the problems that you see, to do it in your own way. Because solving problems, in whatever way, big or small, makes you happy on its own. Initiative is gonna be such a permanent feature of your thought process that you're gonna apply it even without thinking. Every second of your life, in a matter of months, you're gonna come home on a Friday night, take a sip of your favorite wine, lounge on your couch, and be amazed at just how much initiative came out of your brain throughout the week. Become that person today. Don't doubt that you can, or push it off, or find a reason to wait a few months. Become that person today. And you have my word. Everything around you is gonna start to change. You're gonna attract more freedom than you expected to. You're gonna open doors you didn't even know existed. You're gonna be face to face with many of the things you've been wanting for the past few years and thought were never going to happen. Godspeed from Andrew Gabalich at Teledipity. Thank you for listening. This is a bi-monthly podcast about non-religious spirituality, about motivation, about your life's mission. For 3 years, Teledipity has been producing this type of content for our 20,000 subscribers on the Pocket Life Coach. If you like this content, you should head over to teledipity.com and check out more of what we do, what we believe, and what we are putting out to the world. I will see you on the next podcast, and maybe even on our Pocket Life Coach. Thanks again for being a part of this.